Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at Kremlin today. Indian Ambassador to Russia Vinay Kumar and Joint Secretary ERS Mayank Singh were also part of the delegation. The meeting focused on bilateral trade, economic cooperation, and upcoming high-level summits. Speaking at the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the strong and growing India-Russia partnership, particularly in areas of economic cooperation, trade, and energy. He conveyed Prime Minister Narendra Modi's greetings and handed over a personal message from Mr. Modi. Dr. Jaishankar said the two sides had held a meeting of the Intergovernmental Commission and described the outcome as positive. He said cooperation between India and Russia has grown significantly across several sectors, including trade, energy, fertilizers, and nuclear cooperation. The External Affairs Minister also said Prime Minister Modi looks forward to meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin at the SCO summit and welcoming him to India for the BRICS summit. He added that the two leaders are expected to hold their annual summit at a mutually convenient time. Dr. Jaishankar said the developments reflect a strong picture of cooperation between India and Russia. Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister, along with Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Denis Manturov, co-chaired a meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Moscow. Dr. Jaishankar reached Moscow yesterday on a two-day visit to Russia. National Security Advisor Ajit Dovbal arrived in Beijing today on a two-day visit to China. During his visit, Mr. Dovbal will take part in the 25th round of special representatives' talks between the two countries on the boundary issue with his Chinese counterpart and Foreign Minister Wang Yi, scheduled to be held in Beijing tomorrow. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is in negotiations with at least 8-9 more groups of countries and individual nations that together account for another $15 trillion of GDP. Addressing a roundtable meeting with the Japan-India Business Consultative Committee of the Japan Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the Embassy of India, Mr. Goyal added that the country's free trade agreements would eventually cover about 75% of global trade and help position India as a trusted partner in global value chains. He also highlighted India's ambition to grow from a $4 trillion economy currently to a $30 trillion economy by 2047. Indian agencies have brought back three absconding gangsters linked to the Bambiha gang apprehended in Malaysia. In a social media post, the Home Ministry informed that the men named Jaspreet Singh, Ajay Singh and Pawandeep Singh have been brought back to India and sent to police custody. The accused are involved in multiple crimes including extortion, cross-border arms and narco trafficking and a foiled grenade attack in Ludhiana. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has completed 10 years of transforming digital payments and has emerged as the backbone of India's digital payments ecosystem. UPI, which was launched on 25th of August 2016, has surged almost 13,000-fold in transaction volume. The Finance Ministry said that the annual transaction volume expanded from just 1.78 crore transactions in 2016-17 to over 24,162 crore transactions in 2025-26. The West Bengal government is set to form a new disaster response force called the Arjun Bahini by recruiting the Agniveers to deal with emergencies. Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari said the force will become operational in September. So far, 200 personnel have been selected through the Sainik Board. Of them, 100 will be stationed in Kolkata, 50 in the hills and 50 in Sagar. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards to teachers or NAT on 21 teachers and faculties of higher educational institutions and polytechnics on 5th September in New Delhi on the occasion of National Teachers' Day. The award is conferred to teachers and faculty members based on their exemplary performance. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in a negative zone today. Sensex declined 172 points to close at 77,369. Nifty also fell 33 points to settle at 24,219. And in cricket, India declared their first innings at 500 for 9 against host Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.